We're back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Tonight at the Marcus Center's Peck Pavilion, Shakespeare in the Park presents a free performance of Much Ado About Nothing. It's the latest production by a Milwaukee group that's been around for a couple of decades. For the last 8 years, the shows have been produced by a collaboration between Optimus Theater and Alverno College, but the Marcus Center's Peck Pavilion joined the effort this year.
Tom Reed directs the show, and Jim Pickering stars as Dogberry in the production, and they join me in the studio now. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Well, first of all, the Shakespeare in the Park is kind of not in the park anymore. You're sort of in a park.
Right. We're still outdoors, but we're going to be at the Peck Pavilion at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. We're still outdoors, but now we're covered, and the audience is covered too. And we are super excited to be there. The Marcus Center has been really lovely. They've
it's
been great to deal
space.
With.
It's yeah, a different space to work around, though.
Oh, very much so. Now, but one of the positive differences is we've always sort of moved into a space that was never really designed for live theater. You know, the Marcus Center, of course, completely understands what we're doing. So it's there's not this learning curve of trying to explain, you know, why we need to do things and how to do things. So from that side of the operation, it's much easier.
And there's already a stage there.
Yes.
You don't
have
to build
it. We often have to build our own stage.
Yes, we don't have to build our own stage. It's or build audience seating or anything like that. So.
Right. Our producer, Ron Scott Fry, one of our producers, is happy because he was the guy who had to build all that stuff. And now he just has built – he's already built a set to put on the stage. We're rehearsing in the Pittman Theater at Alverno, which is customary, where we've rehearsed a lot in the past, which is very nice.
Yeah, we still have a partnership with Alverno College.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's nice, too.
Yeah, they're great to us.
They don't mind that you're using another theater.
Oh,
No.
And we still use Alverno students in the shows and employ them. So, yeah.
We used to perform in the courtyard out there.
Yeah, well, that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
talked about the very first, and I don't remember which it was.
It was The Tempest.
It was The Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was in the courtyard.
Yeah.
So this is good. It's outdoors, but not.
Right.
Well, and there's running water for toilets and that sort of thing, which is nice for both actors and audience.
It is free, and there are parking ramps on either side of Kilbourne Avenue. There's the Marcus Center ramp, and there's the Milwaukee Center ramp. So,
well,
it's convenient, and you won't mind paying for parking because the tickets are free.
The tickets are free, yeah, exactly. And you were saying that there's even going to be busing folks in.
The Marcus Center for a couple of our performances, they're going to bus people in from other neighborhoods. So, yeah, we really couldn't ask for the Marcus Center to be more hospitable than they're being.
I think this is a great growth for the organization, too.
Oh, most definitely.
You're downtown,
yes.
You know, you've built, as my British friends would say, strength upon strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, right.
There seems to be no lack of interest for people to come see Shakespeare.
Right, and I can't believe this is our 8th season. it's just, it doesn't seem like it's been 8 years.
All of our cells have changed since the thing started back.
We're all new people.
Yeah, that's right.
How come I didn't get taller?
See.
The cells changed. But
yeah, but you don't know how they're going to change.
That's
right.
True. Yeah. I was kind of hoping that there would be a little height extra in there. But yeah, we talked about the very first one.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and it's just so wonderful that it's managed not only to keep going, but to grow. And
right.
that you use the word that I love to hear around the arts, which is we're paying people.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
we still make it free to the public, but we're actually doing a few more equity contracts now, extending our run to 3 weekends. And yeah, and our pay has gone up a little bit also. All things we wanted to do. We still have the goal in the future of doing more than one show in the summer, but we're slowly reaching all of the goals that we had set. So right now the trajectory is on the right course.
It's wonderful.
So is the idea once you get to the point where you can do 2 shows in a season, is it still going to be Shakespeare, or are you going to branch out into other things, do you think?
I believe it would still be Shakespeare.
There's plenty to choose from.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see what we've got. 29 to go.
Right? Yeah, right. So quite a few years left. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, and so why Much Ado About Nothing this year? What was it about this particular Shakespeare that spoke to you?
One, there was the basics of this is a show that Optimist had been talking about doing for a while. And then logistically, this year, we felt that, honestly, we could afford to do enough equity contracts to do the show. But then just as far as our world right now, I just wanted to do something that was fun. And I know there's been some approaches to Much Ado out there where they kind of explore the dark side of Much Ado. We are not.
We're working on the bright side, yes.
Yeah, I want this to be a fun production.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is.
Right, right.
I mean, this is some of the best dialogue ever.
I believe it has the highest percentage of prose in it, certainly of any of his comedies. Now, we have a wonderful dramaturg and text person who happens to be Tom's wife, M.L. Koger, who pointed this out at the beginning of rehearsals. And in a way, that makes it a bit more accessible than some of the other plays. There is some wonderful verse in it for you verse hounds out there. So you're not going to be deprived of that. But the conversation in this play, for the most part, is so straightforward and fun. Mm-hmm. And it's a great love story. It's almost like it's grown-ups acting like teenagers. You know, it's like, I don't really like you. No, I don't like you either. Well, I don't like you. And, of course, they're in love with each other.
I like you less.
Yes, right. See, exactly. It's that kind of reverse sort of competition.
Right. And with that delicious language. I mean, they're having so much fun telling each other how much they don't like each other.
Oh, yes.
Right. And there's, one of the things we've talked about is the, you know, there's that thin line between love and hate. And one thing when you really look at the language that we're hoping is going to play is that Beatrice and Benedict, something happened with them before this play starts.
They got a history, right?
Yeah, they have a history, exactly.
She talks about it especially, right?
Yeah. And it's interesting after that history, but it's Benedict that cannot stop bringing Beatrice up.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true. He constantly.
Right. Every conversation, he somehow Beatrice comes up.
That's right.
But I don't like you.
Right.
Exactly.
Not in the greatest light, but certainly she comes up.
And your part is so much fun, too.
Yes, it is.
You are not Benedict and you're not Beatrice.
No, I'm neither of those people. Yeah. No, I'm Dogberry, the language butcher. And the head policeman of our island, which leads us to how we've set this thing, which is cool.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Once again, looking at the play, in Shakespeare's day, if Don John had actually been a traitor, his head would have been cut off and it would have been on a pike at the foot of the London Bridge.
That's the prince's brother, right?
Yeah. So I was thinking maybe not the traitor route. And there were a lot of different avenues we went down, but we're setting it on an island like post-World War II, 1950. And these guys, Don Pedro and whatnot, they were soldiers in a battalion together, but now they do a whole smuggling operation. And Leonardo has a bar and a hotel on this island, and it's kind of a remote island in the Pacific where sordid deals can happen.
Without much eye on them.
Right, exactly, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's set.
Shakespeare sets it in Messina, and he has soldiers coming back sort of for a kind of an R&R situation, and that's sort of what this is. This is one of those islands where what during the war was for rest and relaxation, and some of the people liked it so much that when they were mustered out, they decided to stick around. And in order to stay alive, they go out and they, you know, plunder stuff.
Plunder.
And bring it on back and have all kinds of fun doing that.
I love the idea that he runs a bar and a hotel.
It's great.
It's fabulous.
What's the name of it?
Leonardo's Orchard.
Because that's what the stage direction says. It takes place in Leonardo's Orchard, so that's what we decided to call the bar.
Of course that's the bar.
And it's a tiki bar.
Of course it is. Yep. Of course it is. So this is sort of Bali High meets
McHale's Navy.
Oh, right.
With Shakespeare somewhere in between.
With Shakespeare in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then we have all just dated ourselves by making the McHale's Navy reference and laughing. And, of course, setting it there, too, makes wonderful costume choices. I mean, if you're getting that sort of early 50s wonderful, are you kind of placing it in there in that costume-wise?
Yes, yeah. Christy Siebers is our costume designer. She works at the Milwaukee Ballet as a costumer.
One of the great themes of the costumes is, of course, after World War II, which was when women entered the workforce because the guys were all in uniform, and the popularity of wearing slacks started to appear. So we have at the beginning, we have a lot of the ladies in kind of mannish outfits, you know, kind of left over from those days. And they start dressing more and more feminine as the love stories begin to go forward. So there's a nice transformation. The story told through the costumes is really cool.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it sounds wild. Well, I was going to say trousers happened even earlier with like Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, sure.
She was
yeah.
doing that in the 30s and very stylishly, I might add.
But not blue jeans.
Not blue jeans, that's true. No, the Rosie the Riveter stuff
that's right.
was definitely
right.
yeah. the war. Well, I cannot wait. As you say, it's frothy with some undertones, and you can take from that as you wish, but it is just so much fun.
And we have a wonderful cast.
And one of the hints about it is with Todd and Kelly, who are both experienced actors, let's put it this way. You don't have to be just 22 years old to fall in love.
Right.
I love that about the story because it's two mature people who finally get it together. And
right.
I think
mm-hmm.
that's a great story.
Fighting all the way.
Yeah.
But finally saying okay.
Yeah. yeah. And so our watch is a group of young people and they get to share the stage with Jim Pickering and get to, you know, learn from somebody like him.
Insofar as I allow them
to. Right. I mean, you don't want to give away all your tricks.
So no. It's, you know, it's a great experience for them.
Well, and for us, too, because
right.
we're seeing the next generation of actors.
And it's exactly. also one of the things I love about Shakespeare in the Park is the percentage of people who are maybe seeing their first Shakespeare and maybe seeing their first play. And that gives us a responsibility that I think is very important, and that is we must be clear.
Tell the story.
Tell the story and be clear.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, if you do that, the rest of Shakespeare will tend to take care of itself. You know, so that's the fun part of it.
I look forward to seeing you on stage in July.
Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Good.
Tom Reed is the director, and Jim Pickering is one of the stars of Shakespeare in the Park's production of Much Ado About Nothing, which opens tonight at the Marcus Center's Peck Pavilion. You can find out more at wuwm.com.